Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Morning show today from WRCO. We're talking about all the great things going on in the Richland School District. Carrie Stoltz is here, Marketing and Communications Director, and Amy Hardy, Principal of the Primary School in the Richland District, is here to talk about some of the fun things going on there as well. Well, first of all, happy Valentine's Day, ladies.
Thanks, Phil. You too.
Appreciate
happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. I appreciate the Valentine that you gave me, too. It says, don't be an airhead, and it's got airheads. That's really cool.
Yeah, a little love into the life is always
love.
A good thing.
Yeah, well, I'll do my best not to be an airhead today.
We appreciate it.
So right now, I guess the topic of concern is probably the weather. Everybody's been talking about that, Carrie.
Yes, it is. We live in Wisconsin. It's something we just have to battle with and something we do every year. So we'll hopefully get a full day in today. But we just wanted to give everyone a reminder that when we do need to call school for a 2-hour delay or early out or no school, whatever it is, we'll always let WRCO know. We'll always let the 3 Madison news stations know. Those are our official channels. And then we try to get an email and a text and a Facebook message out to parents as well. But official channels are WRCO and the 3 Madison stations. So if you are questioning what your kid is telling you that there's no school today, those are the places you can always check.
Right, exactly. You can always trust. And you can call us, too. Some people do. Because sometimes you're like, especially if it's a delay and then it changes to a cancellation, sometimes you might not be able to believe your eyes. Right.
Yes, but those are the official stations, and we'll always try our best. So we'll always get those stations notified and also try and get some also notes out to parents through social media and all those things, too. Okay. But in addition to that, if we are in school, make sure our kiddos are dressed right and appropriately. It's cold out, so I know some of those high schoolers walk around in shorts all the time. And but coats, gloves, hats, all the things those are good things. And also, if we have a late start on a Wednesday, we will go until 3 o'clock instead of 2 o'clock. So we haven't had one yet, but if it ever happens, just so parents know.
That's good to know. Some very cold weather coming up next week. And Amy, maybe we can bring you into the conversation. But is there a threshold for when students are allowed to go out for recess or not, as far as the cold is concerned?
Yes. At the primary school, as well as at the intermediate, we use 0 degrees. So 0 degrees, including the wind chill. So if the wind chill's -2, we're inside for recess times.
That's good to know.
Otherwise, we're out.
And then do you keep track of wind chill then?
Or correct.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes, we check that throughout the day. Like today's an inside day at this point. Yesterday was an inside day with those wind chills.
Next week, I think single digits for the first 2 or 3 days, so it might be a...
Wind chills are going to be below 0, it looks like, into Wednesday possibly for next week is what they're predicting. So Mother Nature might change and throw us some warmth. That would be wonderful to spend some time outside in the snow for our kiddos to have that chance.
Burn off some energy and maybe get some fresh air. That's important,
right.
Isn't it?
Make some forts.
Yeah,
have some
exactly.
Fun.
So what do they do inside for recess then on those cold
Well, for
days?
Inside recess times, we get a chance to work on some of those social skills, doing different games. Most of our classrooms have different activities for them to do, some dramatic play, imaginary play. So a lot of our students actually enjoy inside recess, because it gives them opportunity to have more playtime and socializing with one another. So it's a trade-off. It doesn't get that large motor opportunity and to burn off that energy, but it does allow them to have a different kind of time in their day.
Recharge the battery a little bit,
yep.
Maybe. And I know there are some athletic events, girls regional wrestling, boys regional tomorrow, Richland Center hosting both those events, Carrie. And
yeah.
So I know Laura and company are going to be keeping an eye on everything,
right.
Aren't
Talk
they?
Talk about burning off energy. So we got the girls coming in tonight, today even. I think some schools are planning to arrive at like 2:30, 3 o'clock. The boys are tomorrow. Basketball is in full swing. Boys got a win at Prairie last night. The girls got a win this week, so that was awesome. Lots of sports going on. And actually, I mean, it's hard to believe, but our spring sports will be starting some practices and open gyms and that kind of stuff here before too long, which just feels impossible with the snow and the weather coming up. But yep, we've got it in full swing and lots of stuff going on this weekend. Yes, there'll be a lot of cars at the high school for the wrestling tournament. And we are just hoping Mother Nature cooperates a little bit to help those schools get in and get over to the high school for that.
It'll really be a work in progress this afternoon because you'll be arriving for weigh-ins for girls wrestling about the time school gets out. Right. So you got to kind of coordinate that
yes,
a bit, don't
we
you?
Had our principal sent out an email and basically where like a lot of staff usually park in kind of that athletic lot said, hey guys, you probably should move your car. So we have some spots open for the vans and stuff that are coming in. So yep, it'll be a time, but pack your patience. It'll be just fine. And then we've got the weather coming in too. So yep. Pack the patience.
And I know the WIA is kind of stringent on that you will have this event, so you just do the best you can.
Yep, we will do our best, and if there's announcements that need to be made, tune into WRCO.
We'll be here, absolutely. And you mentioned the girls' win, too, and that should not go unnoticed because they've been working really hard. You see that kind of upward movement and improvement, and for them to get that win, I think that was just, I think maybe a moment in the program that's going to turn things around.
It was an awesome night. I was there. Man, the roar that you heard just, and those girls are awesome. I have to give Kylie just a little plug. She and David Dune were at our board meeting on Monday night, and Eric Olson happened to ask her about it, and she's like, yep, we're getting it. We're getting a win. We're doing it. She's so positive, right? And, I mean, that can be so tough when you just have had so many close ones and stuff, but, man, she was such a positive person and just really kept the drive in there, and then for her to sink those free throws at the end. It was just an awesome moment. So proud of her and the whole team that they really have kept a super positive attitude, kept working hard, and man, proud of those girls. Very proud of them.
Three free throws in overtime with 3 seconds left, and I talked to somebody else. They're like, you don't see that in the NBA. You know, I mean, they don't make free throws, that many free throws in a row.
It was amazing. It was such a cool moment. The uproar that came out of the student section and then charge the court. It was a great night. So really, really awesome moment for those girls. And they've been working hard for it. So.
Absolutely. Some other things you had on the list today, Carrie.
Yeah, just more stuff coming up. So we have, actually we're in the middle of Career and Technical Education Month. So that is kind of a fun one. There's some stuff going on. They have a volleyball tournament coming up. And then there's posters in the hallway of all the kids who are participating in that. And I think even myself, not working in the school before, kind of had this impression that, you know, career and technical education, and youth apprenticeship, all that stuff was really a more of a like blue collar sort of initiative for our kids. And that's a big component of it. But there's a bunch of people who are working for marketing and logistics and doing all these programs that are really just fantastic. And then I highlighted Kyle Rotheray recently. He was the 24 recipient of the scholarship that goes with the youth apprentice program. And he's doing great. He's like on his way to being a mechanic, really helped him kind of decide that that was really what he wanted to do. And so the more we can encourage our kids to take advantage of these programs, it's just awesome. And if anybody has questions or wants to know anything more about it, you can always contact the district. We have a great staff who works with the career and technical education program, and they really are passionate about what they do and really want to help kids get involved in that. And so we're in the middle of that month, and then FFA week is coming up, and so there is an agricultural component to that too, so it's kind of works dovetails nicely that those work hand in hand for them. But FFA week is coming up, and so next Friday, if people happen to see some tractors rolling up to the high school, it is bring your tractor to work, or not to work, to school day. Well, work too.
Well, teachers could, if they wanted to,
right?
Sure.
If the teachers wanted to get involved, so that was coming up. If people happen to see that, that's always a fun day. And they have other dress-up days going on throughout the week, so it's really a fun time to celebrate those kids and that program. It's just really awesome to see all the opportunities our kids have, you know, even outside of the classroom, to take advantage of the programs that Richland is offering. And just it's a really awesome time for them. So we're excited to see that happening. And speaking of, Kyle won the scholarship last year. We also have scholarships. Those stuff are due April 15th, those registrations, applications. And the seniors, if they're listening or their parents are listening, it's a great time to get on those and get those applications in for that. So I will just put a small plug in there. You can find more information on the website. It's under the departments and academic tab. If parents are looking for that, that's a good thing to do. Get some dollars rolling for college.
And if someone is in the area and they have an idea for a scholarship, maybe in memory of somebody or a business, they can still do that, can't they?
They can. We'd love to see that. There's a whole night dedicated to scholarships, and a lot of people who are especially doing memorial scholarships come in and get to kind of talk about the person that they're giving the money in memory of. And it's a really special night for the kids as well as the community and the people who are donating those funds. And what a great legacy for anyone who's been in our community to help our kids go on to the next chapter in their life and maybe give them a little support and love Valentine's Day to do that as well.
No doubt about it. Amy, how has attendance been lately? Are we getting over the hump as far as sickness is concerned?
We're not quite over the hump. That hump seems to be plateauing a bit. So we continue to have young ones that need to go home throughout the day. It's important to keep your emergency information updated with the schools. So if we do need to make a call during the day, we are able to get a hold of families or someone that can come get a little one that's under the weather. So unfortunately, no. Keep that OJ. Try and get some sunlight, fresh air as you're able, and stay warm. Those are all important pieces in trying to stay healthy as you can during this time. But we're not over that hump yet. We have typically about 25 to 30 kids out each day right now.
Oh, okay. Hopefully we get there.
We do. That is the hope. Hand washing's important.
Yes, it is. We want to talk about some of the fun things going on at the primary school, and you had art on your list.
We do. All of our art is one of our specials that we have. We have art, and in that we do, right now they're learning with Mrs. Muller about self-portraits. I happened to be in the room about a week ago, and she was trying to explain to the first graders where how your eyes are halfway between the top of your forehead and your chin, and then your nose is halfway between your eyes and your mouth, and just explaining all those pieces to the students and where the ears should be. And she broke it down so they could understand with language, rather than guessing. Whereabout does that go? Because that's not usually how a child draws their faces. Usually their eyes are about the mid-forehead. So it was neat to see that. And then they had mirrors out, so they were looking in the mirror and checking out where their hairline was, where their parts were. So she was really helping them step through that process. And that's just one of the activities that she's working on. That was with the first graders. But all of our specials engage in different lessons, different focuses throughout the year. I know PE just finished up floor hockey. So I happened to be in there the first day Mr. Jones, our Phi Ed teacher, was rolling that out. And it was simply holding the stick and then taking some yarn balls and starting to maneuver that yarn ball. And, teaching them not just with the end of the stick, to the ground, but to kind of have it even with the ground. And it was neat to watch as they gained those skills and became proficient with that through that process.
Hopefully he doesn't have to call high sticking very much.
No, he did talk about high sticking and how that's not part of what they were doing as far as setting the expectations. But no, I didn't hear him calling out any high sticking.
That's awesome. And music, yes. I know that's always
music.
Prolific
well,
there.
We're actually gearing up for our concert. Mrs. Clary, our music teacher, will be having a concert on March 20th, so coming up next month, for our 5K through third graders. So the third grade students over from the intermediate will come over to our building to practice, and then for the actual performance on the 20th. So as parents are hearing their children singing new tunes at home, I know a couple parents mentioned to me just this morning how they've been hearing their child singing more at home. I don't know if that's just throughout the house or only during the shower moments. But we'll be having starting at 12:45, the third grade will be performing, then 1:15 5K, then first at 1:45, and then second at 2:15. And we'll be getting all that information out to our families. But it will be the first time that we've hosted a concert like this at our school. So I'm excited to see how that goes throughout the afternoon for that. But we're looking forward to being able to welcome everyone right at the primary school.
Let's talk a little bit about books and reading. And was the school involved? I know there was a 1,000 books before kindergarten program that was going on through the Brewer Public Library, but was the school involved in that a little bit?
Yes, too? They were. I believe Carrie Stoltz was part of that. Sherry Johnson, and I think Megan Clerkin all were active in that whole process and getting that to be. Reading is so important for our students. You know, as parents, even before they're coming to school, pretty much from the time you have a newborn, you can be reading to them, you know, and it's not that they're going to understand every word, but they're hearing your voice and, you know, cuddle up with them, get that quality time, and they associate reading it with a positive, you know. But even after they're well able to read, or, you know, are able to identify letters and sounds, continue reading aloud to them, not only having them read to you, because that still is a special time for them, and you're going to be able to continue to model fluency, the rate that you're reading, you're able to do, you know, the different tones, and all of that makes a difference when you're pausing when you're reading. And pointing things out to a child that understands punctuation at the end of the sentence, you pause. Those are all things that they can then learn from you, because at home, the parents are their first model. They're their first teacher. So anytime that can be taken advantage of, that's so good. But reading is important. Trying to have your child read every day with you on their own or a little of both is ideal.
Great. Great at bedtime. Yep. And
great routine for that bedtime. You know, you brush your teeth, your jammies are on, slow down, turn the devices off, you know, and get out a book. And if it's been an awesome day for everybody, great, get out two books and celebrate that it was awesome. And you take 5 extra minutes to be up later because they've mastered their day.
Last year, we were announcing the brand new book machine. Now it's in its second year. How's it going?
Yes. Our book machine, our students absolutely love it. It is celebrated not only for birthdays. That's a big part of the birthday celebration. They get a token and pick a book of their selection, but also for positive behavior. It's an option when we have our Hornet Way our Hornet Way drawings, which we do each week. Kids can pick a token, or they can pick another trinket from the prize box. And then we also have it where each teacher gives out each month some, so students are celebrated for their reading growth. And then the books are various level abilities, so it's able to meet the needs of all of our students from early childhood through second grade. So anything from easy readers or picture books up to harder upper level chapter books.
So you call it Hornet Way? Is that?
So the Hornet Way is pretty much our foundation of our school on the PBIS. And that is, it's focused on we are respectful, be responsible, be safe, and be a friend. Those are our four guidelines that really navigate us through our days at school. So those are the expectations that we have for our students. And each year, at the beginning of the year, we take our students through the different environments, whether it's their classroom, whether it's the hallway, the bathroom, the cafeteria, the playground, and the bus. So we actually work with Cobustin, and they bring in buses, and we practice what those expectations in each of those environments are. And then throughout the year, they're revisited. Our school counselor, Mrs. Iverson, has made videos that help recapture, and so we're able to review as needed. And then after the holidays, when we come back, because that's a length of time for our children to need to reacclimate to the school environment and the expectations there. So we then revisit and kind of do a crash course in those days that we come back from holiday. But the Hornet Way is what our students, they hear it multiple times throughout their day. Every morning on announcements, we review it. So that when they're seen making some of those great choices, being responsible, respectful, safe, or a friend, they are given Hornet Way coupons by any of the adults in our building. And then they bring them in. Once they put their name on them, they drop them off, and each week we do a drawing. and multiple names come out of the box and are celebrated over announcements every Thursday.
So how do they earn a book out of the book machine then?
So the book machine is from their birthday.
Oh.
They get a token for their birthday. They can pick a token if their name's drawn from the Hornet Way pull or the prize box. And then, so if their name's pulled from the Hornet Way drawing, then they go see Mrs. Iverson and they can pick something from the prize box. And in the prize box, tokens are a choice. So that's how they can get it there. And then also, as teachers are recognizing their growth for reading, they may be given a token as well.
Great. Lots of ways to
promote. It is lots of ways.
And encourage.
It's a very exciting thing for them. So we want to continue that. And it's been possible with some funding from Schreiber last year to make this happen, to get the book machine. And then we're actually in motion for some grants to help with next year.
Good. Lots of positive things going on in the Richland District. We'll continue with more in a moment. Amy Hardy and Carrie Stoltz, our guests on the Friday Morning Show. The Richland School District, our topic on the morning show today. Carrie Stoltz, Marketing and Communications Director, and Amy Hardy, Principal of the Primary School, in to bring us up to date on what is going on. It is School Bus Driver Appreciation Week.
Carrie? It is. We're so grateful for our relationship with CoBusin and all the drivers that are getting our kids to school safely. I know they had done, I think they had a breakfast for them. CoBusin was kind of in charge of that. And it is amazing to see all those buses come in the morning and at night. And it is really a dance that they all do. And especially with the cold weather and the snow and all of that, it's so appreciated, so important to get our kids to school. And I mean, yellow school buses are just iconic. So any opportunity to say thank you to those men and women that are out there and getting our kids to school, we appreciate you.
Yes. And all the extracurriculars too. Lots of late nights and weekends and whatnot.
Yeah. Our bus driver was at the Prairie game last night and I happened to see him. And man, he was cheering right along there with him. And one of the guys forgot his shoes on the bus. And so he went out with him and helped him get them. And those men and women I think they really love our school the way we do, and it's awesome to see them be a part of it as well.
Yep, and I'm glad they have a week for them, that's for sure. Something in the news recently, the school's kind of starting to move forward about maybe co-using the gym at the campus.
Yeah, I think Steve mentioned that we got an MOU back from them, so it will be a great opportunity to kind of use that space. And I have not been in the campus gym often, but I remember going in there, it's just gorgeous. So we have lots of events like wrestling, like basketball, like youth sports, all these things coming up. So the opportunity to have another gym will be a great benefit for us. And just working with our county and our city as much as possible. There was the forum last week, I want to say, where everybody kind of talked about the different initiatives going on and how all those entities are working together. So it's awesome to see the support that comes in both ways from the school for the city and county and vice versa. So we're a big part of the city and the county, and as much as those departments can all work together and have kind of those great relationships that really move our community forward is really a benefit to everyone. So we're excited to be a part of that.
Well, it'll be nice to see the lights on in the gym and being put to good use again.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so. Fingers crossed.
We're looking at that anyway. Forensics, they had a meet this week as well, I believe, didn't they?
They did. They're all off to regionals, which I think is happening in March, and then hopefully we'll get some off to state. Our kids are definitely able to speak for themselves and speak up. And there's all these different categories I had no idea from when I was in school. It's plays and broadcasting and just tons of stuff that they're doing. The middle schoolers, I was at their meet. So there's a great little pipeline of kids who are coming in, and man, those skills are just, well, obviously Phil, you're public speaking all the time, but these guys, it's just awesome to see them have those skills. It's public speaking's what the worst fear, just mm-hmm. below death or something.
It's right up there.
So having our kids be able to really put themselves out there and do these things and see the success in it, and even if it's not a ribbon, it's still a success for life. So what a life skill to see our kids out there and doing things. They had a big number participate. I want to say there were 20-30 kids who were on the list who were doing doing at least one presentation or one category. So awesome to see them participating in that and see our kids really getting out there and using their voice.
I did not know that middle school was included, so that's
yeah,
great.
They had a meet. Their season's a little different, but they had a meet actually at the high school not that long ago, and so I got to go and see a couple of their presentations, and I mean, there's some really funny ones out there, and seeing those kids do what they love and really be out there in front of an audience and just, I mean, even getting up there and speaking, you know, I would have been so scared to do that when I was that age. So it's really, really a joy and a benefit, and to see them putting themselves out there and really, really doing something that's going to benefit them for a lifetime.
Yeah, all about life lessons. Solo ensembles, too, getting into band season, really, the push here now for Mr. Behrens and
we
company.
Are. Yeah, it was too funny. I don't know what we have for practice rooms at the high school necessarily, but there was a group who was in kind of the vestibule of the doorway and another group practicing in the hallway. And so they are using every space that they have available to them right now to get those practice hours in. It was fun. You kind of walked into that music rotunda there and you hear, I think it was four clarinets in the doorway who are practicing. I'm thinking it's probably a little chilly in there, but they were getting it done. And it's always great to hear music coming out of that end of the building.
Yep, getting ready for that. I know they've got another concert coming up here not too far down the road as well.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
definitely. Let's ask Amy a little bit about upcoming, I believe you have screening coming up before too long again, don't you?
We do. We have our early childhood 4-year-old kindergarten screening coming up. The screening is for children turning 4 by September 1st and for children turning 3 where there might be some concerns for developmental delays. And then that screening will be taking place April 7th through the 11th, and that registration will open up on February 26th. So if you are interested and have a child that falls in that range, you can either give a call to our school or you can go right online on our school website. Again, that registration will open up on February 26th.
And parent-teacher conferences?
Parent-teacher conferences are also coming up on March 5th. On that day, no students will attend our district, but our conferences are from 11 to 7, so parents should be keeping an eye out for an email or a letter coming home in their child's folder, inviting them to come in for a time or to find out what time would work best for their schedule. So they can learn about their child's days at school, the strengths, the successes, as well as any times of concern or that they might have anything that they wish to talk about as parents.
Do you have those twice a year?
We do have them in the fall and the spring, yes.
So you can see progress, hopefully progress.
Right. And in addition, anytime a parent wants to come in for a conference or meet with their classroom teacher or teachers, they can always give a call to school or email their teacher and ask for that. We do have conferences that happen throughout the year as well.
Happy Hornet events. I think you touched on it a little bit, but do you have those regularly?
So we have the Hornet Way that we follow as a school, and then our Hornet Way coupons that children are awarded. And then we also started last year Happy Hornet events, and that's when we're celebrating the great choices our students make as a whole, and they do something as a whole grade level or as a whole school. So like this past month in January, we did a snowstorm. And that was, we have these soft snowballs, essentially, and we have them in the gym. And for 20 minutes, the grade level participated in a snowstorm. We've also done a glow-in-the-dark dance the first part of the first semester. So every month we do something. And what it is it's the students that are not seeing too much of me for their behaviors and choices. If they do see me 2 or more times in a month, and I mean see me not just a gentle reminder, but a little more than that. The families know because I'm giving them a jingle home. But those pals that might see me a little more, they would be reviewing the Hornet Way during that time with one of our staff members. But otherwise, I mean, it's most of the school that is able to participate in the Happy Hornet events. And there are happy times. And so that's a win. And we hope that we get to 100% of all of our students being able to participate in that every month.
You had a dance, didn't you?
We had a Valentine's Day dance last night, yes. Our PTO sponsored it as well as our 4K. And so, yeah, we had lots of twisting, shaking, moving, spinning. We had a few parents out there as well, not just our young ones. But it was a nice time, and so they were able to move around, have some fun with their peers, and just a good time and some good tunes. And a cookie, of course. That makes everything, because they weren't going to get enough sweets today.
No. No parents were injured, though, were they, when they were
No parents were injured turning? Unless it happened after they left or they were a little sore this morning. That could be.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Bucket and gun raffles and enter the trail camera photo contest. Have sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, though they won't be scored. Enjoy delicious food and drinks while sharing stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to beat the rush? Pre-register Friday, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more info, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic this Saturday.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. A cold weather advisory will be in effect from 11 this morning until noon tomorrow for wind chills today between 20 and 25 below zero, closer to minus 30 on Tuesday morning. Today's actual temperature will only rise to around 4 degrees. It is 7 degrees below zero.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO, WRCE News. First of all, it is an on-time morning. There are no delays or cancellations from the area schools. The man accused of a triple homicide in New Lisbon faces more charges. 47-year-old Virgil Thew made his initial appearance in Juneau County Court on Thursday. Thew, already charged with three counts of first-degree intentional homicide, now faces charges of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. He's accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls ages 12 and 13 at their New Lisbon home late last year. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office is investigating a theft of items that occurred Thursday evening at approximately 7:15. Two male subjects entered the Farm and Fleet store located in Dodgeville. The subjects eventually left the store and placed the items in an unoccupied vehicle in the parking lot. The vehicle then later left westbound on Highway YZ. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office is looking for assistance in identifying two male subjects and the vehicle involved. There were additional unidentified subjects in the vehicle. Stolen items consisted of a steel chainsaw, an M18 Sawzall, an M18 Hex impact kit, and two M12 heated jackets. Please contact Deputy Dylan Aid or Sergeant Lynn Gunderson with any information that may help with this investigation. The Richland Center Fire Department was called out just before 4 a.m. Saturday morning to Hornet Hive Drive. The concession stand near the Avitus Rip football field was on fire. Fire units were able to contain the fire to mainly the roof and attic area of the west end of the building. There was major damage to the structure. Five units and 26 firefighters were on scene for 2.5 hours. Also assisting were the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Police Department, Department, Richland EMS, and Richland Electric Cooperative. No injuries were reported. There's only one statewide race on Tuesday's primary ballot in Wisconsin. It's for Superintendent of Public Instruction. The constitutional office charged with oversight of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The position is officially nonpartisan. Incumbent Jill Underly is seeking a second four-year term. Underly previously served as superintendent of the Pecatonica Area School District. Challenging her are Jeff Wright, Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent, and former Democratic candidate for state assembly, and Brittany Kinzer, an educational consultant from Milwaukee. Voters will narrow the field to two on Tuesday for the April general election. Residents in the town of Buena Vista will also have a local primary election for town supervisors. Five candidates are vying for two spots. Names as they will appear on the ballot are Jake Kleckner, Zachary Tomei, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. Other positions up for election in the spring general election include Clerk Melissa Allen and Van Nelson, and Treasurer Angela Larson and Barbara Brockway. Wisconsin's second oldest prison that was built in the 1800s would finally be shuttered under a new plan from Governor Tony Evers. The plan proposes sweeping changes to the state's correctional system without building a new prison, as some lawmakers have long called for. The roughly $500 million proposal made public on Sunday would be subject to approval by the Republican-controlled legislature. Lawmakers have backed some aspects of the plan in the past, but Republicans also have repeatedly blocked initiatives by the Democratic governor. Evers says his plan is as good as it gets. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office was called to investigate a reported road rage incident that allegedly occurred south of Viroqua Friday night. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Justice William Kelly, 49, of Cuba City, as the result. At approximately 6:30, the dispatch center received a call from a motorist traveling on U.S. Highway 14 near the intersection of State Highway 27 in rural Viroqua in the town of Franklin. The caller reported that while following another vehicle, that motorist discharged a firearm multiple times from their vehicle. The caller described the other vehicle but was no longer following it. About 5 minutes after the initial call, the sheriff's office received a second call from a motorist indicating that another vehicle contacted the rear of this second caller's vehicle. The second caller was forthright about having a firearm or firearms in the vehicle and will wait at a convenience store on the south side of the city of Viroqua to file a report. The Viroqua Police Department, including the dispatcher, immediately assisted the sheriff's office with the investigation ongoing at different locations. Evidence led investigators to believe the two calls were associated. There were children in both vehicles. No one was injured. The second caller was identified as 49-year-old Justice William Kelly. He cooperated with the investigation, and a firearm was recovered from his vehicle. Justice Kelly was transported to the sheriff's office detention center and booked on potential charges of second-degree reckless endangering safety. Kelly is expected to appear in Vernon County Circuit Court today. The Vernon County Department of Human Services, Child Protective Services assisted, and the children were released to responsible person associated with them. Postal Service facilities will be closed for retail transactions today in observance of President's Day. There will be no regular mail delivery and no mail collection runs conducted throughout the state of Wisconsin. Although there will not be a regular mail delivery today as a holiday, Priority Mail Express is delivered 365 days a year and will be delivered on Monday. Normal delivery and collection schedules will resume on Tuesday.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
A high today of 4 degrees, partly cloudy, breezy, and bitter cold for the day. West and northwest winds will be between 8 and 18. And then tonight, 12 degrees below zero, dangerous wind chills that could be ranging in that 30 below range by tomorrow. A cold weather advisory is in effect from 11 this morning through noon on Tuesday. Tomorrow's high, 8 degrees. Also for Wednesday, 12. Thursday, 19. And then warming toward the weekend, 25 by Friday and 31, the projected high for Saturday. Right now, it is 7 degrees below zero.
Hey, this is Dave Graham with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. Whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Sports time today, sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A recap of weekend sports, details on the upcoming week as well with the WIAA basketball releases for girls basketball. Their tournament begins 1 week from tomorrow night.
At Kubota Tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
This past weekend saw WIAA regional wrestling tournaments around the state. Regionals for the girls, super regionals for the boys. For Riverdale over the weekend on Saturday, 7 sectional qualifiers, including regional champions Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. Also advancing for the Chieftains were a pair of seniors, Chase McGuire and Talon Childs, and a pair of freshmen, James Schramm and Hunter Wilkinson. Ithaca Weston is advancing 5 boys to the sectional, including regional runners-up, Derek Franzen, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. They are joined by teammates Ashton Bennett and Mac Neef, the latter of whom returned to the lineup for the first time since mid-December. Ithaca Weston also has a pair of girls who advanced from Friday night's regional at Richland Center, Briella Granger and regional champion Kaylee Manning. Also, Kickapoo LaFarge has 6 girls who advanced out of Friday night's Richland Center regional, Maddie Townsend, Mariana Miller, Emerson Miller, Mara Hubley, along with Grace Anderson and regional champion Lorelei Young. Richland Center advancing girls, including Valerie Favre and regional champion Madeline Muller. River Valley qualified 4 girls for the sectional, Mackenzie Schulte, Cameron Neef, Hazel Corbett, and regional champion Montana Joles. Also, in area action from over the weekend, the Richland Center Hornets hosted a Division II Super Regional Saturday. There were 14 teams representing 7 different conferences. The Hornets were able to advance 5 individual boys to next weekend's Wisconsin Dell Sectionals. They are Caden Stibbe, Ethan Haiti, Ethan Bodendine, Mason Jelenic, and Ethan Bindle. Also, from there, we check out some notes on the teams that were involved and teams that will be moving on to the team sectional this coming weekend. GET Melrose-Mindoro was the top team, Lodi the runner-up at Richland Center. At Dodgeville Super Regional, Fenimore was the top team, followed by Belmont-Platteville. The Dodgeville Regional Saturday, the Dodgers advanced, Blake Faust, Shane Rochon, Rhett Spurley, Nathan Johnson, and Hakan Peterson to the sectional. River Valley will be represented by Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle as well. Team sectional coming up tomorrow night at Prairie du Chien High School. GET Melrose-Mindoro will wrestle Belmont-Platteville, and Fenimore will take on Lodi. Division 3 at Mineral Point, Aquinas wrestles Iowa Grand Highland, and Mineral Point will take on Royal Oneewoke Center. Those matches at 6, with the winners to follow. WIAA girls basketball pairings have been released. The tournament starts starts next week. Richland Center will be at Broadhead on the opening night of the girls' tournament. River Valley will be hosting Dodgeville among the first round games. Also in Division 4 action coming up next week, it will be Riverdale with a home game against Parkview, and Iowa Grant is playing at Lancaster. And in Division 5, the Ithaca Bulldogs will be home against Highland next Tuesday night. Several other teams involved, including Boscobel at Belmont on the opening night of the tournament, and Hillsboro will be hosting Royal. Kickapoo will be hosting Plum City Elmwood. Also in area sports, girls basketball going on tonight. We'll have coverage from Richland Center High School as the Hornets play host to Boscobel in an area girls matchup. Wazika Steuben will play at Viroqua as well, and Westby at Mauston. Boys basketball tonight, Lafarge at Royal. It's also Kickapoo at Seneca for a makeup game. Ithaca at Cashton. Cassville at Riverdale. Dodgeville at Darling. Boscobel at River Valley, and Platteville at Mineral Point. Led by John Tanjay's 32 points, the Badgers upset number 7 Purdue Saturday, 94-84. Tanjay scored 22 of those points in the second half. He did a lot of the heavy lifting while Wisconsin scored 11 straight points to take the lead. The Badgers host Illinois on Tuesday. Elsewhere yesterday, Michigan was a winner over Ohio State, 86-83, and Maryland all over Iowa, 101-75. Brewer top pitching prospect Josh Knoth will miss the 2025 season after undergoing Tommy John surgery. Knoth was picked in the first round of the 23 draft out of high school. The scouting report notes his 96-mile-an-hour fastball and strong secondary pitches, a curve, and a slider. He missed time last season with a sore elbow and wound up pitching just 84 innings. Also in sports from yesterday, William Byron raced to his second straight Daytona 500 victory, dodging a string of late race wrecks that knocked out a chunk of contenders. He went on to win for the second straight time. That's an update on sports. Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and more in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and more, Boscobel and Westby. So I can't imagine you being intimidating when you're talking about discipline, but kids are, you know, do they kind of, are they
frightened? Well, I don't know about intimidating, okay. But we talked through, you know, what was your choice? Was that above the line, below the line? Mm-hmm. You know, was that a Hornet Way choice? You know, were you being a good friend? Were you being responsible? Those are kind of the questions. And so at the primary school, it's more often about a learning from your mistake and then talking through what could you have done different and who do we need to repair a relationship or how are we going to fix things with that person, whether it's with a student or with an adult. And then what are you going to do if it happens again, and giving them some of those skills and tools to be able to.
I think it's great that you put that out there, though, that they're not going to be able to be included in some of these fun events.
Yeah.
I mean, that would really stink if you're home and your friends are out there having fun, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying home. Hopefully they're right at school.
Oh, I thought the dance was after the school hours.
So. Oh, last night's
like
dance.
Like last night's, yeah.
Last night's dance had nothing to do with the Happy Hornet event.
Oh, okay.
The last night's dance was open to anyone that goes to our school and their families as a family fun night. So two different things.
Okay.
Lots of fun stuff.
A lot of fun stuff.
Well, yeah, we do have a lot. It's hard to keep track of sometimes.
But again, it would really stink if you're like, oh, man, their friends are having fun.
Yeah, if you knew your buddy was able to go, but for some families, they have other commitments and can't make it, or just schedules with work. We get that. And so we try and have our events on different nights, so it's not always the same day of the week.
And that works out well. Mm-hmm. Carrie, some of the things that you wanted to add here today?
The only thing I still have on my list is that open enrollment is open right now. So there is a link on the website for that. If any families know that their kids are going to be attending Richland next year and they do not live within the district, you can go ahead and fill out paperwork now for that. Families joining the district who are interested in joining the district, they can go ahead and fill out that paperwork now. And if you even have like questions about maybe joining the district or think your kids might be interested in a change, always welcome to call the district, always welcome to schedule tours, always welcome to come in and see the buildings and meet principals, teachers, other students. Kids can do a shadow day if they want, any of those things. If you are thinking that, you know, this sounds like the district for your family and for your kids, we really want to invite you in, welcome you, really show you what your kids can expect from Richland School District education and their classrooms and really have people feel comfortable if they're thinking about joining our district. I know that can be a big change for people, especially if your kids are already established in a district. But if you're thinking it's time for a change and Richland's on your list, we would love to see you. We'd love to welcome you and love to have you come see us and see what we're all about.
Very good. 100 days of school, Amy. I can't believe that many days have passed.
100 days have certainly flown fast. But
you guys did some celebrations,
celebrated.
Right?
Oh, yes. We had students with 100 curlers in their hair. Or
100 curlers? How would that many curlers fit in your
100 days, you know, you've got to come up with it somehow. Or some of our students were dressed as 100-year-olds. Mm-hmm. We had a number of shirts that just said 100 days, 100 days brighter, 100 days smarter. Our families were certainly creative, as well as lots of projects having to do with 100, whether it was 100 Fruit Loops, 100 marshmallows, or 100 popsicle sticks. There was an assortment in our building, certainly yesterday as we celebrated. And it's exciting to be able to say we've had the students with us for 100 days and have been able to see their growth in these 100 days.
So you're over halfway past, right?
We are over halfway past.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yep. Already lots of plans coming in for the 25-26 school year. So it's unbelievable to me. It's my first, you know, kind of transition into it. So, it's crazy. We're well into 24-25 and already look eyes forward to 25-26. And, yeah, lots of great work to do. About 100 days smarter, 100 days kinder, 100 days, all those things. So we're really proud of our kiddos.
Yeah, you're both very passionate about what you do, so it really shows through. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Phil.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to add today, or we hit it all pretty well?
Yeah,
okay.
We're doing good.
I hope your Valentines are good to you both today as well, okay?
Thanks, you, and you too.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Carrie Stoltz joining us, Marketing Communications Director, and Amy Hardy, Principal of Richland Center Primary School on this portion of the morning show.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Okooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. We call that this time of year was cabin fever. People come out of nowhere and come into town because they've burned too many fires. And we're waiting for you here at Okooch Books and Libations with all kinds of new records. You can get out your old phonograph and have a good time, all because of Okooch Books and Libations, 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage, They Buy Antiques, 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Atlas Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less? That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, Mark, and it's a good time to remember loved ones as well that you know, were a big part of your life.
Yeah. So we think on Valentine's Day, you know, it's one of the busiest days for flower shops around there. And we're always thinking about buying gifts and something for those that we love. But also, it's a nice time, especially with the way the weather has been kind of this winter, where, you know, it's been a little warmer. Sometimes it gets cold, but it's been a little bit nicer to get outside, is to maybe go visit your loved ones at their grave. So it may kind of sound odd of, you know, Valentine's Day is to show love to those. And we always think about those that are living, but it's also a good time to get out there, maybe visit the graves, bring a flower to your loved one. And if they're not buried, it maybe is a good day to remember them, because maybe, you know, you brought them flowers every year. Well, just because they have passed away doesn't mean that you still can't remember them, show them love in some way. Maybe go out to their favorite restaurant, go get their favorite thing at the store. Just some way to remember your loved one. So because it's Valentine's Day, it's a symbol of love. One, remember those that are still with us, and that for some people listening, this will be their last Valentine's Day. I know that sounds really bad, and you don't want to think about such things, but it is one of those things to remember. Is one, to show the love for those that are around you while they're still with us, because you never really know when it will be their last, you know, Christmas or Valentine's Day or 4th of July or a special thing with their family. And so to remember your loved ones on a day like today, it's a special day, but also to remember those that are no longer with us, because they still need your love. They still need those stories said about them, so they remain in our memories and minds for years to come. So our families and other kids can learn about who their grandparents were, great grandparents were, you know, to tell them the story of, we used to do this, and this is what this person meant to me. So the memory of that individual continues to live on well after, you know, all of us are gone, that they can still remember their loved ones, maybe visit the grave, tell the story, do the thing. This is why, you know, we make this certain meal on this day, is in remembrance of grandma or grandpa. And that's what really means something. So on this day, remember our loved ones, those that are with us and those that are not with us. And for those that are still with us, to remember that they are special, that they do mean something. Let them know that you love them, because potentially this would be the last Valentine's Day that you have with them.
I know that we always, you know, think about families when they're going through grief and things like that, but it's always important to maybe, you know, a month or two after, a check on them. And it also is probably a good day to maybe just give somebody a phone call and see how they're doing.
Right? Oh, absolutely. Because for some people, this is their first Valentine's Day without their spouse, without a child, without a neighbor, just to let them know that you care about them. Because maybe that was the only person that, you know, sent them flowers, or they sent flowers to, or they called, to remember that for some people, you know, this isn't a very happy day. This is the first day of, you know, the day of love, that the one that they love the most isn't here. So to give them a call, send them a card, you know, just remember them, touch base with them. Because for some people, this is a very happy and joyous day. And for other people, this is one of the worst days of the year, because the person that they cared about the most is not here this year.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. for answers to the questions you have. Call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit PrattFuneralService.com.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
Is easy with GM certified service from Joe.